Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
Well, in Brighton yesterday, I don't normally go for hotel breakfast that much, just because, like, normally I'm an alcoholic, so, like, I'll just miss breakfast. A free breakfast can never tempt me out of bed. And this is what Kai says. Kai says it's because I'm middle class and he's working class. He'll never turn down a free breakfast. Whereas I'm like, it doesn't. Sleep's so much more valuable. But like, I'm doing sober for the rest of the year and into the start of next year. So I go down to the hotel breakfast and I swear to fucking God, if I go to one more hotel where the juice cups are fucking thimble sizes.
Oh, mate.
It's the most... I'm just going to fill up more fucking cups. In fact, just to fucking spite you, I'm going to drink more apple juice than I ever fucking intended to fucking drink. Because you think I'm so fucking stupid that I'm like, oh, well, I've had a full glass of apple juice. I must be so I must be so hydrated now. I must be so filled with apple juice because I've had an entire fucking glass. I can't believe how they constantly get away with it.
Oh, man.
Imagine they came up with a fucking tiny little fucking plate with like three beans and a small bit of toast and they were like, there's your full English. You'd be like, well, I guess my perspective is just fucked up. Oh, no, you're not conning me. I'm just, oh, num, num, num.
A shot of orange juice in the morning.
A shot of fucking orange juice. I am hungover as fuck, motherfucker. Like, I can't.
By the sounds of things, the last thing you want to be reminded of at that time in the morning is shots.
Yeah. And it's some places you go to, like you go to like my, like some hotels, it's such a treat when you go, oh my god, like a real glass. And in those places I drink less apple juice just to like thank them, just so that they're not in some sort of, you know, juice price deficit because I'm drinking it all. But these other places, man, I can't.
That's like when they sort of brought the 24-hour drinking in because they thought that it, like the reverse psychology, if we allow people to drink all night they probably will just go home at 11 o'clock. That's what you're like with that orange juice. If you give me a pint glass, I'll probably only have half a pint.
Yeah, but if you give me a fucking thimble, I will have 17,000 thimbles just to spite you.
I will just loiter around the fucking juice bar and drink you out of orange juice.
Also, what I hate is you've woken up, you're hungover, right? You've not had a coffee, you've not had anything. You've managed to get out of the room, get out of bed, go downstairs. All you want is your breakfast. You go in, they're like, okay, can I have your room number, please? Like, what the fuck do you think I've done? Left my house to come into the hotel for a fucking free breakfast? Just let me fucking in. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, I'm in a different hotel every day. I don't know my room number. Look, I can walk you to it if you want to have an awkward fucking jaunt together. Here's the card, which I didn't forge. Let me in for your shitty breakfast.
Daniel, oh my God. The key card that gets wiped when it touches your phone. I mean, don't release it. Don't release the technology. The technology's not ready. Literally everyone has a phone. You can't invent something that gets wiped if it touches a phone. That might as well. Imagine, Dan, no, literally, that might as well be, let's have a key card, right? But the problem is, it gets wiped if it touches your leg.
You, for a second, then look like some whack job scientist that was working in the laboratory where they developed the technology, just stood at the gate with a clipboard going, the technology is not ready. Do not let it out of the...
Your phone wipes. Can you imagine if fucking bank cards did that? If fucking the Royal Bank of Scotland went, here's your new credit card. Oh, by the way, don't put it in your pocket near your phone. Otherwise, no money for you. You'd go, you fucking invented what? You gave me fucking what?
Precisely.
The other one that does my nutting about hotels, right, is, man, you know, you've told me checkout is at 11 a.m. Why the motherfucking fuck is housekeeping knocking on the door at 10 a.m.?
Oh, my
fuck
God.
Off! You know when I've checked out. I check out. It's on your fucking list. Why on earth are you trying to clean my fucking room while I'm still fucking in it? Oh, God. And it's, and I'm a nice... Housekeeping, fuck off! It's 10 a.m. I've gone in an hour. You know the checkout time? Why are you in one just now? Why are you here? Your shift doesn't start till 11. Do you just fucking love cleaning? Like, that's why you got... Oh, I can't fucking wait to clean sex stains and cum stains and vomit and drool. Oh, let me in. Let me out. I'll do it again. Let me just get in. I'll make the bed. And then once you go out, I'll make it again because I can't... nothing fills me with more fucking joy than making beds.
I would say you've said 10 o'clock there. I would go further. 10:59.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shall I come back later? Yeah, no shit. No, come in now, mate.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll help. I'll get inside the bed sheet and you hand me the fucking corners, since clearly you want me to be involved in this.
Do you guys do that thing where, for some reason, like that, you've forgot to put the thing on the door? So they come in and then you have to pretend you're asleep because you can't be bothered to tell them to fuck off. Has anyone done that here?
Yes, absolutely. You just like, and then you pretend heavier breathing or snoring noises.
Yeah.
Housekeeping. Like making cartoon noises that you've never. Oh, he must be sleeping. I should probably leave.
I used to do that if I was staying round a mate's on his sofa and his mum came in. I would do that. I remember, just so I didn't have to talk to his mum.
I do it with my godkids. So, like, whenever I stay at my mate's house, like, it's, and I love the man, but I stay at his after gigs, and he's like, you must be knackered. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, we just got back at, like, 1 in the morning, and he's like, yeah. And then at 6 a.m., because we're in the living room, we're just on the couch, the god kids come in, and I love them. I love them so much. Of course I do. Not at 6 a.m., I fucking don't. Oh, I don't love anyone at that time. No. I don't love myself. So I just... Like, you've just got a kid prodding you in the face. And they don't know that you can fake sleep yet. They're too young to know that I'm lying. So I'm just like, just hoping that him or his wife come in and be like, let's leave Dad. Let's let him have some fucking rest, shall we?
He got in 15 minutes ago. Come on.
I have a friend that's very, very guilty for it. And I don't want to name him by names. I'm just going to feel the room here first. How do you guys feel about sneezing?
Go on.
I like a sneeze. I think sneezes are great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little treat from your body halfway through the day. You having a bad day? It's a sneeze.
Yeah.
You can't be sad for the 3 seconds after a sneeze. It's like a release,
yes.
Right? Anyone that sneezes more than twice needs to go to fucking jail or hospital. I have a friend who sneezes like 7 or 8 or 9 times, and you're like, you shut the fuck up. 2's the fucking limit, and 3 will go, oh, that's interesting. Anything beyond that, fucking excessive. It's a medical issue. Do what they do in the cartoon. Stick your finger under your fucking nose. Stop it. I'm trying to tell you a story. Stop sneezing.
Oh my God.
Oh, mate.
Do you know what? I tell you what you've done. You've made me now get annoyed by that. I wasn't annoyed by that, and now you've changed my life from this point on.
I think we can all agree the last thing that Sean needs is more things to get annoyed about.
I know, but fuck it. Loud yawners.
Oh, the ones that announce it?
What, yeah, when they get up.
A performance art piece.
What the fuck are you doing?
I have a fucking friend who says yawn after yawning.
What?
Yawn.
Oh,
and you're like,
my God.
I'm gonna slap you and then yell slap. Like, if that's the fucking game we're playing. And look, I maybe it comes from jealousy, because I do love sneezing. It's a fucking trick, but like, yes, it's multiple, and you go, just pinch your fucking nose or I'll break it. Like, it has to stop. It has to stop.
The lack of self-awareness some people have around that sort of shit, coughing and just kind of mate, even now, I was walking through Waterloo Station the other day and a bloke just like, it's like he'd sort of jutted his head out. fuck me.
Watch the news, read the room, I'm a big believer. You cover your sneeze with your hands, and because hand sanitizer exists everywhere now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, that's you. Sneeze, catch, wash hands. I don't like this fucking dab sneeze that people are doing. Like,
no,
just
particularly not when you sneeze and it's a kind of, let's just say, a messy one. And then you've just got, like, you've like put your sleeve up, and then you have to sort of mop your sleeve up. You're like, for God's sake. Yeah.
You're just walking around with, like, silky inside of your arm, just like, oh, God.
It's like you've just shot your load all over the sleeve of your jacket.
It's like you wank with the crux of your arm, like some sort of weird
Victorian wanker. I shall jizz on my sleeve.
Well, this was a discussion we got into yesterday, and this is when I found out that I'm a bit of a fucking slob. How often do you guys change your bed sheets?
Well,
oh dear. I mean, I have to say, if I'm completely honest about this, if I lived alone,
is exactly what I was going to say.
I really don't. I just can't honestly tell you that. Well, I don't know why I would do that.
I'm with you, man.
I'd love to be able to find out what is the longest I've ever gone. If there was some sort of website I could go on to find out. I wouldn't be surprised if it was...
Paul, like a new version of Who Do You Think You Are? We have to go back and discover...
When was the last time Paul changed his sheets.com? And you're just like, who runs this website? Who? And how did... I mean, I know how they got .com, but why are they paying for it? And how do they have such an up-to-date...
And they'd be like, right, okay, we're now going to have a look at the 90s. I'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, last time his mum did it. When did he move in? When was the day he moved in? That was the day.
That was lucky, yeah. Yeah, that'd probably be the easiest way to find out. Find out when I moved into a property and when I moved out, and that will be.
Like, I will change guest bed sheets every time a guest is stay. I always wash those. But thankfully, and the reason that my fiance is the same as me, she's just like, look, unless we wake up in a sweat one night from like a PTSD dream, I'm not doing this every week. It's so boring. It's so boring. And then you get fucking psychopaths out there, and every single one of these belongs in jail. People iron their bed sheets.
What?
Like, yeah.
What? What are you talking about? You've made this up.
I've not. I promise you. I guarantee you're going to get feedback from people on this being like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys only change it like once a month. Gross, gross, gross. I promise you. Psychopath, Sean. Psychopaths.
I think only change my bed sheets if someone shat in my bed.
Again.
Yeah. I like how you said someone. It's not you. It's like, I'll lie in my own shit. Like, I'll obviously lie. But if somebody else is shat in my bed, I'm not a fucking reprobate.
Yeah, I think we all know who that someone was. Yeah, I think I would only ever kind of consider doing something like that if we were selling our house, or, like, you know, you were getting photos taken of the house to sell it. But like, people like iron their socks and like boxer shorts.
I don't even pair my socks, man. Who's got what a boring chore? What am I, a fucking 3-year-old learning colour coordination? I'm gonna match this with this one. I'm gonna match this with this one. I'm gonna match. No, fuck off. Like, man, right now. because anyone who fucking cares, anyone who points out, they're like, you've got odd socks on. I'm like, we don't need to be friends. Because if that's important to you, I can't imagine anything less important than wearing different socks.
Oh my God.
Like, if you're like, oh my God, I get people that see me. Like, I was around my fiance's friend's house the other day, and they're like, do you know that your socks don't match? And I'm like, yeah, I put them on myself. Like, I don't know where you think I am in my life that somebody else has put my fucking socks on for me.
Do you know what? I sometimes think, why can't it just be okay to have a stain on your T-shirt? Like,
yes, Sean. Like, why? Preach.
Do you know what? Do you know what I mean? Like, look, I've spilt some baked beans down my T-shirt. Okay, so like,
yeah,
we all know that's what's happened. It's not the end of the world. Like, what? Like, why aren't we just able to carry on? So I go, oh, you spilt some beans down your T-shirt. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, you're lucky I wiped it off my face. Like, that was the that was the nice thing I did for you. I can wipe this. We're in a restaurant. I'm going to spill again.
Like holes in jeans.
I will spill again. If you let him out, he will spill again.
I've not heard any listen.
Natural born spillers.
That sounds like the end of a film where they're trying to leave it open for a sequel. I will spill again.